Hello and welcome to Massive Podcast H19, covering constructions and loci. For question 1, we have to use ruler and compasses to construct an angle of 30 degrees at point A. All the construction lines must be shown. To do this, we must first construct a 60 degree angle at A, and then, once we've done that, we're going to bisect the angle to leave a 30 degree angle. To construct the 60 degree angle, set your compasses to a distance not longer than the line. Put the compass point at A and draw an arc from about perpendicularly above A so that it goes through the line. So quite a long arc that goes from above A down through the line. Then, using the same distance on your compasses, so don't change the compasses, put your compass point at the place where the arc you've just drawn cuts the line, and then strike another arc which goes through the first arc that you drew. Of course, this will form the three vertices of an equilateral triangle since you didn't change the size of your compasses. An equilateral triangle has an angle of 60 degrees, so when you join point A to the place where the two arcs meet, this will give you an angle of 60 degrees. Next, we need to bisect this angle to give an angle of 30 degrees. Now, we've already drawn an arc from point A that cuts both lines of our angle. So we can use this to help us bisect the angle, as this would be our first step anyway. So you can leave the compasses set to the same distance, put the compass point again at the point where the arc cuts the horizontal line from A, and draw an arc somewhere up and to the right of the point where the compass is. Then move the compasses to the point where the two arcs crossed that allowed us to draw our 60 degree angle, and draw another arc that crosses the first one. If your arc doesn't cross the first one, put your compass point back to the point on the bottom line where the arc crosses and extend the first arc that you drew here. So we should now have a place where the two arcs cross, so if we join point A to these two arcs, we should get a 30 degree angle. Moving on to question 2. Again, a standard ruler and compasses construction. We have to construct the perpendicular to the line segment AB that passes through the point P. Again, we must show all our construction lines. First of all, set your compasses to a distance not more than the distance from P to B. Put your compass point on P and strike an arc that goes through the line AB twice, so it should cut through going upwards and then downwards through the line AB. This gives us two points that are exactly the same distance from P that are on the line AB. We can then, keeping our compasses the same, although it doesn't matter if we change it here, but we might as well keep them the same, put your compass point on one of the points where the arc crosses the line and strike an arc on the opposite side of the line to point P. Then move the compass point to the other place where the initial arc crosses line AB and do another arc which hopefully will cross through the first one that you just drew. This will give us two arcs that cross on the opposite side to point P. You can then join point P to the arcs that cross, and it should give you a line that goes through point P and is perpendicular to line AB. Question 3 is a locus question. We're given a diagram of a rectangle ABCD. This represents a rectangular garden. We're given the scale of the diagram as 1 centimetre represents 1 metre, and we're told that a tree is to be planted in the garden so that it is nearer to A than to C, and within 5 metres of point B. We need to deal with these constraints one at a time. So firstly, looking at the fact that the tree has to be planted nearer to A than to C, we need to draw a perpendicular bisector between A and C, as this will give us a line of equidistant points from A to C. To do this, set your compasses at a distance that is greater than half of the distance from A to C, but less than the distance from A to C. Put your compass point at A and strike an arc that goes through the rectangle, top and bottom, and extends a little way both sides. Then put your compass point on C and draw a similar arc that goes through the rectangle and extends both sides. This arc should cross the first arc from A at two points. If it doesn't, then put your compass point back on A and extend this so that it does cross, the arcs do cross at two points. You can then draw the line that joins the two intersection points of these two arcs. This line will be an equal distance from A and C, so any of the points to the left of this line will be nearer to A than to C. We can now deal with the second constraint, which is that the tree has to be planted within 5 metres of point B. The scale of the diagram is 1 centimetre represents 1 metre, so we need to set our compasses to 5 centimetres. Put your compass point on B and then draw an arc that goes right through the rectangle. The tree must be planted within this arc near to B. So this should give us a slightly triangular section that is at the top of the rectangle, so that nearer to B than the circular arc that we drew from B, and nearer to A than the straight line, which was the perpendicular from A to C. We need to shade in this section to represent the area that the tree might be planted. Now, question 4. We're told that triangle ABC has the following properties. The length AB is 8 cm, the length BC is 5 cm, and the angle ABC is 60 degrees, and we have to construct triangle ABC. To start with, draw a line 8 cm horizontally at the bottom of the page. Label one end A and the other end B. We then need to measure the angle, or draw the angle, ABC. This is 60 degrees. The angle is at point B, so we need to put the angle measurer, the centre of the angle measurer, at point B, and put zero along the line towards A. Then measure the angle 60 degrees, put a dot at 60 degrees on your angle measurer, and then draw a line which goes from point B and extends through this dot. We then need to measure 5 centimetres along this line from B. This must be point C. You can then join A to C, and we've constructed accurately the triangle ABC. Make sure all of your measurements and angle are measured accurately. For part B of this question, we're told the properties of triangle DEF. We're told that length DE is 8 centimetres, length EF is 5 centimetres, and angle FDE is 30 degrees. We have to use diagrams to explain why two different triangles may be constructed using this information. The best way to do this is to actually try to construct the triangle. So draw a line 8 centimetres long, label one end D and the other end E. Then measure an angle 30 degrees from point D. So put your angle measurer at point D with zero along the line towards E, and then put a dot at 30 degrees on the angle measurer. Draw the line from D through this point and extend it. Now, the length from E to F must be 5 centimetres, so get your compasses and set them to 5 centimetres. Put the compass point on E and then strike an arc which passes through the line at 30 degrees. Notice that this arc can pass through at two places on this line. Therefore, two different triangles could be made with this information. One of them will be a smaller triangle with quite an acute angle at DEF. The other one will be a larger triangle, still with a length 8 centimetres and an angle at D of 30 degrees, but with an obtuse angle at DEF. So two triangles can be drawn. So if you draw these two triangles, this will explain why two different triangles can be constructed. You might want to put some other explanation in sentences with this, but it's really not necessary. And that concludes MathsIt Podcast H19 on constructions and loci.